time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Like the Gonzaga free throws go in and people are going ballistic, and then TCU immediately makes the shot, and I had the opportunity to rub their faces in it, and you're damn right I took it.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Most outstanding player, Jalen Brunson, was the national player of the year on the most efficient offense in college basketball history, and DiVincenzo came off the bench in the final and won. It's actually not even close to always best player on the best team. So I think the way to approach this is prices, big prices on reasonable people that can win.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yeah, I guess it's a tremendous Thursday. It is You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken. It's opening day of Major League Baseball. That's all really great. Unfortunately, my favorite basketball team getting a piece of bad news and kind of been searching for it all day today. When is this news going to drop? How long is Julius Randle going to be out for? Randle's been an Iron Man this season. I think playing like every game this season for the Knicks. The Knicks beat the Miami Heat last night. Unfortunately, the game goes under the total for my overbet and the best of the best. But Randle, comes down on Bam Adebayo's ankle, is unable to shoot free throws, has got to go to the locker room. The Knicks, with like a sterling defensive performance in the fourth quarter, are able to like stave off the Heat and win the game shorthanded. But, you know, the Knicks kind of waiting with bated breath on what's going to happen with Julius Randle. We have information here on Randle per Shams of the Athletic. Julius Randle going to miss at least 2 weeks with a left ankle sprain. That's according to the team. So Randle going to be evaluated basically like 2 weeks from today. For context, the NBA playoffs start on Saturday, April 15th. That is 16 days from today, 2 weeks from Saturday. So today is Thursday, and 2 days, obviously, it'll be Saturday. And 2 weeks from then will be the official start of the NBA playoffs, where the Knicks will either play on Saturday or on Sunday, likely, right? Game one on the road at Cleveland against the Cavaliers
to
begin that 4-5 series. And I guess, like, the best case scenario is that he's back for game one. I think that's probably pretty unlikely, and that sucks because the team obviously needs him, and yeah, that'll factor into the series price and everything. So just like there ever a time
that's
I'd
really
like
tough.
To curse on the show, I'd like to drop an S-bomb right now. I won't. I'd like to. That sucks. It really sucks.
It's tough because like that's one of the first round series. That might be one of the only East first round series that you were like really fired up. Like I think everybody was really kind of fired up for just because you weren't actually really sure who was going to win. And I know there's a lot like Celtics fans are like, man, if they draw Miami, that's going to be really problematic. So maybe there'll be some excitement in that series too. Seems like Boston's just like way better, but whatever. I mean, the story of the season has been they haven't been quite as good as we thought. But yeah, Knicks and Cavs, I was pretty excited for, obviously, all the West series as well. I mean, no bets to make right now, obviously. Like, the market for the Knicks games the rest of the year will be impacted. The market is aware of this, obviously, because we're aware of it. And there's no application to, like, macro season-long, or postseason markets, I should say, title, conference, make the postseason. I don't think there's, like, any market that's impacted by this. It just kind of stinks. Like, if they play the Cavs and Randle doesn't play...
Let me ask you, does the series price start with a 2 or a 3 for Cleveland?
How about like a 5?
Yeah, I guess, right.
2 or a 3? You would not bet the Cavs minus 200 against the Knicks with no Randle?
Well, I was thinking like it'd be like the high end of 2 or like into the 3s, but yeah.
And the Cavs will have home court like in the series for sure, right? That's like locked. Is that locked in already or no?
I don't know if it's like, I mean, they're what, like 3 games up in the standings on the Knicks at this point without that many games left to play, and the Knicks aren't going to have Randle now.
Right, now he's not going to play, obviously, going forward. Conference
is...
4
games up in the standings with 5 to play.
So it is. Yeah, so it's basically set. And, well, I guess, like, I mean, the Knicks would have to lose out. I was going to say, like, could the Nets catch them?
Probably
not. The Nets need to have a super soft schedule for that to be the case. Nets schedule remaining. Home Atlanta. Home Utah. Markkanen probably won't
not
play.
Gimme.
Home Minnesota. At Detroit. Home Orlando. Home against the Sixers in the finale. I'm not sure if the Sixers are going to need the game. They may rest Embiid for the playoffs in that game.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
I have the Knicks schedule.
Every one of those games is winnable for the Nets. Every single one. And they're favored in... 3 of them. for sure. And the last game, who knows who's going to play for the Sixers?
The Knicks schedule tomorrow night at the at Cleveland in a first round playoff preview without Randall, obviously. Yeah. Sunday at home against the Wizards. Wednesday at the Pacers. Friday at the Pelicans. Sunday at home against Indiana. So they play the Pacers twice.
You got three likely wins. Call it two likely wins at least. Home Washington. I mean, Washington can't give away games fast enough.
I just wanted to play Cleveland. Like a fun first round series, and now like I might not even get it. That really sucks.
That's pretty brutal. And that takes a first round series that was going to be really competitive, potentially makes it non competitive. The playoffs get worse because it's not as fun. So like, what are our Eastern matchups right now? So I have it right here.
Well,
so
just real quick, like what do you think? And like, this is the ultimate pencil, not pen answer, because none of us were just literally spitballing. What would you guess? It is a guess. What would you guess is like the best case scenario here for Randall? Like returns for game three at the Garden?
Returns game three at home. And is not very good.
Like they gotta win one of the first two games. Like gotta win game one, honestly.
I mean, good luck. Also, like, is Brunson definitely gonna be 100% in the playoffs? Cool. That's the two most important players on the team by far. For a team that plays their starters a ton of minutes and then in the playoffs maybe kind of doesn't really like take a huge step forward. And here's like Donovan Mitchell. I love Thibodeau being like,
yeah, well, we have faith in Obi Toppin. It's like, great. I'm glad that you have faith in Obi Toppin in like a playoff game on the road in Cleveland. I don't.
Milwaukee Cleveland second round is going to be really good, like sneaky good.
Bucks and six.
Yeah, I mean the number of games, like the favorite. Actually, Bucks and five will probably be the favorite in that series, and Cavs and Bucks and six will be like the second choice. But like, Cavs could get two in that series and like set themselves up to be really highly thought of next year. That makes a lot of sense. And then just the Celtics Sixers blood match on the other side will be pretty interesting. Just can Embiid and Harden stay healthy in the series? It's like kind of everything. I think if they can, I actually think they might get it. But every single year, it's the exact same thing.
In the East, it's just like advance the favorites, right, in the first round. Like, and like, well, you could have made the case if Miami.
NBA playoffs, like, that's almost always what happens.
Yeah. If Miami was going to get the six, though, you could have made the case like, I mean, Philly's better, obviously, and Philly would be favored. But I mean, it's Miami and Butler and Spo against Doc Rivers, basically, and that team. You could have made the case. Like, it.
Well, is anyone going to make the case anyway. When they play Boston? Celtics fans are despising that matchup. They're all terrified because Miami's just like this. They're just a tough out, you know, even though this is not the best version of Miami anybody's ever seen. Celtics haven't played very well for the last month or so. A ton of questions about Mazzulla being able to coach in a playoff series against Spoelstra. There's like a lot of like that series price. So we'll play this out. Let's say it's Bucks, Hawks, Celtics, Heat, Sixers, Nets. Oh God. It's the first number in the Sixers series price, a one, like 1,000. And then Cavs, Knicks. Celtics, Heat is the shortest series price, probably.
Yeah.
If Randall doesn't play.
If Randall doesn't play. Yep.
Is Sixers, maybe I'm giving the Nets like entirely too low. Is Sixers, Nets Bucks, the biggest Hawks. Price?
Bucks, Hawks.
Like, what is a higher probability of happening? Neither is the correct answer. I don't know what Sixers Nets is going to. Apparently, I'm going to like bet the Sixers minus 500 or something when it opens. God, that series. What a brutal series that is. Yeah, it looks like all chalk in the East. Baked. I mean, at least we'll be favored in the market. Huge. But like Celtics Heat, I don't know what that series price will be. Maybe it'll be like minus 400, Heat 300, or 450, 350, or something like that.
That seems about right. Yep.
Just to make the Heat give them like a puncher's chance, essentially, which is like an overused term, but I think is correct with, I guess, the style that they play. And then that's going to be funny. So that, let's say that's the smallest price. Let's say like minus 450 Celtics, 350 Heat, because Randall's not playing. Let's say that's the smallest price. All the other series are bigger favorites than that. Is 450, 350 bigger than every West price?
All right. So right
let's
now,
say the, if the let's season... say the Lakers make it to play the Nuggets. That's going to be the key.
Okay. So Lakers are 8 and Minnesota's the 7. That's what we want to go with here. Right.
So basically it's going to be is Memphis, Minnesota, and then the other ones would be Sacramento, Golden State, and Phoenix Clippers with Durant playing and Paul George right. not playing.
So, how about this? Let's spitball here and I'll give you my like off the top of my head.
I'm going to be so bad at these, but it's fun. I want to do it. I'm just going to be so bad.
You're going to be so bad at it.
You always look at me, though. You'd be like, well, you're the expert. What do you think? I'd be like, in this one, I have no idea. I'm going to be up. I might be up by $3. I don't know.
I just want to say, like, I am actually, like, sad about this news. Like, just not that, like, the Knicks were going to win the title or, like, even, like, guaranteed to win the series.
Makes you sad? Yeah.
Well, but even if like you weren't what you are, we fooled enough people into thinking that you are. So it's all good.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Jokes on everybody else.
We're good. I'm like actually like a little upset about this. Just as like a fan. Just wanted to
this
like
and Brunson
series.
Combined too is just it's just tough. It's just tough.
Yeah, it sucks. All right, Denver Lakers. Nuggets what? Minus 275.
What is this series price gonna be?
Well, what do you think? Like the Nuggets first number two, right? Definitely. 250?
More. I think more, probably.
I mean, I am yeah. 1 billion. I mean, I'm thinking like,
yeah, those are the teams that lose every time. The hype team, like no, but like, I know they had this crappy season, but they'll figure it out. Those teams, there's a terrible track record of those teams.
Yeah. What do you think it's going to be?
There was some writer today that put out like a clickbait piece that was like, accept it. The Lakers are winning the West. I was like, what?
I don't even want to say it on the air. I want to know who it was though.
It was, I think it's like, oh, I think I'm going to type a name in the chat. I think this was who it was. But like, I think that was it. Anyway, what would my guess be for the series price? Nuggets minus 400, Lakers 300, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe more? 5-4?
Memphis, Minnesota in a rematch of last year's 2-7.
Memphis, like the same? Maybe more?
Let's say like 400, Memphis, like, 350, 400.
Yeah, or like 550 maybe even.
Sacramento, Golden State minus 200.
I think more. I think you just write so many Warriors bets. Not that they have to win the series. What a funny series, by the way.
What would you need to bet the Kings in that series?
Ten to one. I don't know what that market's going to be. And it's, it's the funniest possible matchup because it's the how you feel about the teams is the exact inverse of how they played this year. Nobody's going to want to bet on the Kings in any situation, and they're playing the team that everyone's going to want to bet on in every situation. And I don't know what you get out of that. Warriors huge, but they don't have home court. I don't know, 450, 350, something like that. It has to be big.
And then,
I don't even know if they're going to win the series. I don't even know if they'd win.
And then, like, the Suns.
Home with Durant against no Paul George. That might be the biggest series. That's going to be the – what would you need to bet the Clippers?
Nothing.
I mean, there has to be a bottom. If Durant 10. Looks really good for 2 weeks – Suns minus 750. I don't know. So it's going to be less than that. I guess it's like still Kawhi and they have a shot, but just feels over. Feels done. Oh, actually, but the Clippers could still host the series too. They're only separated by a half game. That would mix things up a little bit too, just like Warriors Kings. So what kind of consensus did we come to? I guess a bunch of these could be big series prices.
I think the Suns against the Paul George.
How close do you think we are? How close do you think we are on any of those?
I think we're close.
I have no confidence. I don't even know. I'm really bad at this.
What do you think we're the most? What do you think we're the most off on?
Kings Warriors. I feel like I could be off by like $2 and I don't even know. Now I feel like Nick froze and he froze in a really funny position. Just keep him on the screen, Mike. No. You don't get to do that. Keep him on the screen. Once he cuts out, you can take him off because I just want to really appreciate this. People are, if you're listening live, just like Nick's making a really funny thinking face right now. We're just going to hyper focus on it. I don't know. I've never, you can take him off now. I've never made playoff series prices that I felt super confident in, but I used to do a better job than this. Oh, Nick's back. Hi, Nick. You back.
Too good to be back.
You have 15 seconds.
I'm going to like, I'm still in clean feet somehow, amazingly. Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah, I'll try and like collect myself after this Julius Randle news. On the other side, XFL and NFL. You know, football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.